Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's podcast day for Day by Day, and we're talking about living in the glass house. So if you are watching this and you are a part of a church, you know, hopefully you pray for your ministry staff, but we want to give you some insight. Instead of just saying, "Dear Lord, please bless our pastors," we want to give you some specific things that you can be praying for. And so to help us with that, I've got Megan Kofer, who has been involved in ministry just personally for a long time, but specifically, particularly with your husband, who's a student pastor, a high school student pastor here in Conway at Antioch. And Megan, last week you said that, you know, the primary thing is that a pastor and his family would be abiding in Christ, that John 15:5 principle, and that was very helpful. What's the next thing that you would say to a church member, how you can pray for a pastor and their family specifically?
Sure. So I think after you pray for the person individually, for their spiritual relationship with the Lord to abide in Christ, the next thing that is of utmost importance would be for their marriages. For their marriages to be honoring to the Lord, for their marriages to be strong, to have unity and communication. There's a lot of things in ministry that hinder those things.
Yeah.
And so to have specific prayer for our marriages, I think, would be really helpful.
Okay, so let's talk about just a couple of those things that you had mentioned, unity and communication. Why would unity in a marriage be so important, particularly for a pastor and his wife and their family?
Sure. I think, you know, we are humans. We're flawed. We're imperfect, just like you and your spouse may be. We struggle with being angry or frustrated. We have selfishness and pride, just like everyone else. And those things, if they take root in a marriage, they can, you know, completely derail a ministry. If your spouse, especially if you're working in ministry together, like my husband and I do, if we're at odds against each other, how are we going to push each other towards Christ? We're too busy being frustrated, or, "I can't believe he said that," or, "Why would he do that?" And so being able to work together in unity towards one common goal, it's really important in ministry for sure.
You know, I find, I talk to a lot of pastors, and one of the common pitfalls that we fall into, and we would never, I don't think we do this intentionally, but it just happens to where the majority of our time, the majority of our effort, the majority of our focus is on ministry to the neglect of ministry to the family. And I think that can be a big divisive, because I think a lot of times, and even in my own life, my wife can see it happening, and she's waiting on me to pull back, and then it'll go a month or 2 months or something like that, and she's just she's lonely, and she will finally say, "Hey, we gotta make some changes here," and it often is around the unity aspect for her to know that that she is my first ministry. And I don't do that very well. And my kids, you know, what goes on inside that home has got to be my first ministry, or else there's not any other ministry, right? And so I think that unity is a big one. And then you also said communication. Why that particular aspect within the marriage relationship?
I think because the ministry is so all-encompassing. And I think that that goes back to that unity too. Like, if because it takes so much, and because it is so all encompassing, it requires so much attention, that if you do forget that your spouse is your first priority in ministry, then it causes that divide, and that communication, it just starts breaking down. And if you're not able to have clear communication, one, that leads to chaos. But also if you're not being able to communicate how you're feeling, or those needs that you are lacking from your spouse in ministry, then it leads to more of that frustration and isolation. And so really that they go hand in hand to me, that communication and unity. You have to have those two things working in unison to be able to push each other closer towards Christ and to be to have that common goal of, okay, this is our ministry, whether you're literally working in the same ministries or if just for a common goal of the church, you have to work together in that to be able to accomplish that goal.
So I think communication, I think there's kind of a surface level need for good communication. Then there's a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, like as a pastor, we're constantly planning. We're constantly putting mm-hmm. things on the schedule, meeting this person here, or, you know, I often tell people that ministry is a lifestyle job. It's not 8 to 4, 9 to 5, yeah. anything like that. Like any hour of the day I can get a call.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I will plan something or I will set up a meeting, and the first time my wife knows about it is when she reads it in the bulletin.
Oh, no.
And she's like, yeah, yeah. Or someone else tells her.
That's not good.
It's not good.
That's not good.
And so that interrupts
right.
Just family schedule mm-hmm. that she's been planning, and she's probably been talking to me about it, and I'm like, whatever. But on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And I'd be interested to kind of hear your perspective on this. You know, pastors carry a lot of weight. They carry a lot of mm-hmm. burden for other people. I heard Jeremy Langley said this the other day, that he gets paid to lose sleep over stuff that other people don't get paid. Same thing mm-hmm. with pastors. We get paid to lose sleep over certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I can keep that in here and forget that my wife has been given to me to minister to me.
Mm-hmm.
In those critical areas, mm-hmm. but I withhold that from her if I don't communicate with her.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that working with you and Jonathan? I mean, I know my wife speaks wisdom just to me, not even about a particular situation, but just to me in that. But if I don't communicate with her,
right,
then she doesn't get the opportunity to mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah, so I think as wives, we definitely can see those things.
Mm.
It's you know, sometimes it's easier to see than others.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, well, do we say something? Do yeah. we just let it slide? Or, you know, when is the right time to speak up? And I think for us, like, to prayerfully consider, like, what words we speak into our husbands, I think is really important. But that's something that Jonathan and I have been growing in, even just this week. I just got back from Costa Rica on Monday, and so there's a lot of stuff that we had to catch up each other on.
Right. 'Cause
when you're on a VSM trip, there's not a whole lot of time
right.
for communication. But, I mean, one night he just stayed up. I'm a night person, so I stay up anyways. But he stayed up all night with me just talking about, you know, what God was doing and how God was moving. And then he was able to come back to me and say, you know, this is what I'm struggling with, you know, at church or in the ministry, and these are the things God's, like, really moving. And, like, to be a part of seeing God's faithfulness, but also to be able to be a part of being able to pray for him and knowing what he's struggling
yeah,
with
yeah.
so that I can then be a better spouse to him. And, you know, I fail at that. I failed at that last night. And there was a time where, you know, he was trying to share something with me, and I was like, no, that's not how it is. Like, and, you know, like,
yeah.
myself gets in the way of it at times,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And so, just if there are church members out there wanting to pray for our marriages,
yeah.
Praying that we would have unity
yeah.
in the ministry,
yeah.
Even more than just in the ministry, but in our marriages, that our communication would be open, not just for the hard times, but also the good times, that we would give testimony to God's goodness
yeah.
And what he's doing in our different areas of life, and that we can glorify the Lord together in our marriage. And I think that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And again, it goes back to that abiding.
Absolutely. It goes back to the abiding because, you know, once again, someone told this to me, is what my wife needs the most from me is not me loving her, but Christ loving her through me. And that's not happening if I'm not abiding.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Megan, for that. Hey, come back next Monday when Megan is going to give us some more pointers on praying for your pastor and their family. Until then.